As part of our financial aid application process, Cornell uses the College Board's CSS profile to determine your eligibility for Cornell grant funds. This online application asks for detailed income and asset information for you and your parents and is available October 1st of each year. Students can sign in using their SAT login information. Before starting the profile, users will be asked to complete registration questions. If your parents are divorced, separated, or never married, Cornell requires the non-custodial parent to complete their own version of the profile. The non-custodial profile will become available after the CSS profile is complete and submitted. If you include your non-custodial parent's email address, the College Board will send them instructions to complete the non-custodial profile. If you do not provide their email, you will receive instructions to pass along to your non-custodial parent. Most users spend between 45 minutes and 2 hours completing the profile, so be sure to set aside enough time before you begin and gather necessary financial records for both yourself and your parents. You should have the previous year's income tax returns, W-2s and other records of income earned for the current and previous tax year, records of untaxed income and benefits for the current and previous tax year, current bank statements and mortgage information, and current account statements for stocks, bonds, trusts, and other investments. You will be required to pay a fee in order to submit the CSS profile to Cornell. Fee waivers are available through the CSS profile for low-income students, and you will be notified if you qualify, or you may be directed to request a fee payment code from Cornell. Here are some additional tips while completing the profile. You can navigate between sections as needed and save your answers to exit and return later to complete the application. However, be sure to double-check all answers because you will not be able to go back and make changes online once the application is submitted. Enter zeros in fields that do not apply instead of leaving fields blank. Be aware of Cornell's filing deadlines for the CSS profile. Keep your username and password in a secure location as you will need it to return to the profile application and reapply in future years. If you need help while completing the profile, start by selecting the question mark icon next to the specific question. You can also view an interactive presentation on the College Board's website or contact the College Board's customer service department. Please visit our website for additional information or contact our office if you have any questions.